Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Building a successful insurance business takes perseverance, dedication, and not being afraid to take a leap of faith. According to Leo Bottos, BI&I Group Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, and the author of the book, Agent to Agency, revealing the story and strategy for insurance people. He said it's also important for future agency owners to find ways to break free of the same routine, create a great team and client relations that promote the maximum amount of referrals, build a business with wisdom by unveiling successes that can be emulated, and explain your mistakes so that they're not repeated. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and Leo Bottos joins us now to discuss that and other findings from his book. Leo, welcome. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I thank AM Best for this amazing interview. I'm looking forward to talking about all the points here.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to it also. So can you tell us about your book and how the idea for it came about?
Absolutely. So the inception of all of this was essentially solving a problem for my father and myself. You see, at that point, we did start our insurance businesses, got our licenses in 2014, and we were trying to find a way to create something that we could call home, that we could call our own. My father, he's from Honduras. I myself migrated from there in 2005. He had a business, an insurance business over there, moving over here with its own difficulties and starting a new life, essentially. I wanted to find something, again, that we could call home. So with my initiative, entrepreneurship, and previous experience with building online businesses like I've had with previous ventures and helping other companies as well build theirs, I was able to, concoct this idea that we could, instead of have what normally would people would have as in a physical brick and mortar business, online businesses started to become more prevalent throughout the years. I said, well, why don't we create an online agency? So I made a logo, made a website, and by chance had created a system that, I was able to quote, I was able to connect with people online, and then I was also able to, do the application online, keep the database for myself for other products that, we may offer in the future, instead of the insurance just keeping that through their own database, having something that of your own. Then, as time passed, I started noticing market demand. Other agents wanted the same thing as me. They wanted to, they said, hey, Leo, can you do the same thing that you did for my business? Well, that was kind of a shocker for me at that point because I had no idea that it was even wanted by other people. It was just kind of like, we started building a little team and everything, and they started asking for that. I'm like, okay, well, find a need, fill a need, I guess. And that's whenever the book came about. The original book is called How to Build an Online Insurance Agency. And that was more than anything, kind of like a blueprint of the idea that later on came about, which is Agent Agency, or AEQL for short. And I noticed that there was a bigger picture with all of this, a bigger problem solving. Instead of just building, an online business, I was building online agencies for other people, and the process was working for them as well, having ownership. And with that ownership became a interesting transition because they were not just agents anymore. They were agency owners now. Regardless of, the regular stereotype of it just being brick and mortar and what normal people are accustomed to. They had a business and it was online. It was faster. It was more agile. And that's where agent to agency came about. Closing that gap for agents to become agency owners, to build a team, to build a stronger foundation, basing it off of software. So AAQL, agent to agency, QL would be the actual program, which you can find on forinsurancepeople.com. And essentially, the QL means quantum leap, kind of like what Henry Ford did. He didn't build faster horses. He didn't make, he didn't make them stronger or whatever. He built a car. that was able to sustain it. It was a machine that was able to sustain itself and drive people faster to places. So get them from A to B. So with that quantum leap, what you need is, using today's technology and which will allow you for faster reach, low resistance, low cost of entry, and just a different outcome. Most insurance companies talk about, they have the best products, and they believe they do, and I believe that they do as well. And they have what I like to call the Teslas of products. And what I wanted to do is provide the infrastructure. You see, with the Teslas come also the Hyperloop. And to be able to get that product to bigger markets, to other markets that maybe they won't be able to reach physically, they're able to do it online and able to do it using software.
So what can agents, business leaders, and entrepreneurs do to build a successful insurance business that allows them to scale faster, stronger, and with more longevity than their peers?
Absolutely. There is on my first chapter of the book, it's a hefty chapter I'd like to call because I wanted to set the precedent for what was coming in the next chapter. It's kind of prepare the mind for what was coming. And more than anything, it was about changing the paradigm and how to start an insurance business. So I talk about one of the main points that I talk about out of all of them. One of my favorite ones is the theory about the third industrial revolution, a book by Jeremy Rifkin. And essentially what he talks about is using today's technology as a foundation to be able to get longer or, get to places faster. And instead of, for example, a second industrial revolution idea would be using cars and oil and telephone. So, I would get to probably Miami or to Los Angeles or New York a lot faster by doing a Zoom call, kind of like what we're doing here. You're in a different part of the States and I'm here in Dallas, and we're able to connect using technology and grow into markets that were probably a little bit harder to get to because we're using third industrial revolution technology. So essentially what it is because technology advances, longevity comes on, comes along with that, because efficiencies are made with that in mind already. So this technology is resilient to market changes, I like to say. So how to build, the platform came about, essentially the inception was 2019. That was right before COVID. And whenever COVID happened, brick and mortar businesses were going down, but online businesses stayed around. And if you noticed, a lot of insurance agencies and a lot of insurance companies started beefing up their online presence at that point, which is, I believe, something that they should have started a long time ago, which I talk about in my book. They're a little bit archaic in that sense, but that helped them propel and that helped them, create that online foundation a little bit stronger for future changes coming around. You have to stay along the trends if you want to stay ahead of the curve.
So often people fall into a routine of monotony. How can agents break free of achieving the same results over and over again from the same daily routine?
Yeah, so one of my favorite quotes is, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And that comes with whether it's environment, whether it's the type of processes that you're using, the type of people that you're talking to. You're talking about a culmination. We're talking about like a 3D object here, 3D sphere that, can have different angles. So essentially, to break free from that monotony, I would say in today's day and age, your company has to have a base of the foundation of it has to be software, has to be an online, has to be that way for any future market changes that come that are going to be built upon that foundation, upon today's trends. And that's what we do. We're kind of like working layers here. So start off like that. And usually software companies, and you see this in Silicon Valley as well, these companies are growing exponentially fast, exponentially for long periods of time and, you know, making lots of money because this is what they do essentially. And so I would say, you know, to break free away from monotony would be not doing things how the old way was done, but accommodating yourself to new trends and new ideas and new perspectives. And a lot of this stuff we actually provide through our website, forinsurancepeople.com. We have like PDFs there and stuff like that can they request for free. That way they can get a little bit more, or obviously, you know, all this stuff is in the book as well.
Great. Great. You talked about this a little bit at the beginning, but can you tell us more about your own experience in building a million-dollar organization online and what success you found from that?
Absolutely. You know, it's a great title, I guess you could say, to have. Many business owners want to achieve that title one way or another. And not only was it a great, you know, gratification for my father and I and our peers that were working with that are working with us, but also helping people achieve their full potential. You can't build a million-dollar business. You can't build anything big without the help or affecting other people in a positive way. I mean, unless I sell a business that's going to be, you know, a million, but also the person that I'm, the product that I'm helping with is also affecting someone else. So it's a collective unit. One of the best examples I can have is one of the ladies that I helped was struggling in her current insurance business. I mean, she's an absolute rock star. And, you know, it's these potentials, these leaders that are just kind of tucked away like hidden gems, you know, here in the industry. And, you know, they just need a little bit of guidance, a little bit of help on, you know, kind of opening a perspective, something new, something that's different, something that can provide a little bit more margins. And, you know, with insurance, you can find contracts that are high, low, and anything in between. So we gave her the opportunity. We showed her the processes. We showed her the market. We showed her what we did and who to talk to. Essentially, one of the strategies that we use is talking to small business owners and medium-sized companies. And right off the bat, I mean, we're talking about like 3 months in, her life had completely turned around from making a little bit of money to closing, you know, six-figure deals. And it was amazing, not only for me to get that phone call afterwards that she said, "Hey, Leo, like I did it, like it worked." And that gratification of helping people is just, I don't know, you can't really put a price on that. Not only is it like that, you know, your process is proven. It's like, yes, like something worked, you know, but that someone got affected in a positive way, in the best way possible. That's something you can't put a price on.
Absolutely.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
When you look back on your journey in building your organization, what were some of the lessons learned and what challenges did you face along the way? And how did you overcome those challenges or hurdles?
Absolutely. So, you know, building a business, it's like looking at stocks. I mean, it's up and down and turn around and kind of have to get, you know, throw on your working boots on sometimes. Some days, you know, most days are great, but there are fires to be put out. And one of the challenges would be because, you know, just like any organization or growing a business, you're dealing with people, people's emotions, people's expectations, people's needs, and being able to accommodate to that and kind of being like a, like water, being able to take in and, you know, kind of move certain ways to accommodate whoever is coming into your organization or the clients that you're helping. That would be one of the biggest challenges because everybody's different. Everybody has a different way of learning. Everybody has a different way of wanting things or different wants and needs. One of the things that I talked with my father about, and this was, you know, we're talking about, we started this journey about 5 years ago, I would tend to drown in a cup of water, so to speak. So it was more so the problems that you think that you have right now, you know, they usually become smaller because later on in the future, you have bigger problems. So being able to look at those problems and not overwhelm yourselves by all the fires that you're putting out, because that's essentially where you're going to be doing. You're dealing with people, you're dealing with emotions, you're dealing with personal struggles, lifestyles, whatever it may be. So being able to accommodate yourself to continually help people put fires out, and that helping is would be the key word here, because if you don't do it out of, if you just do it out of anything else, it'll be a lot harder if you don't have, you know, the desire to help. And then one of the challenges, especially in the insurance business, is training. So there is individual training, and then there is training in masses. So I'm a big advocate in one-on-one person, whether it's Zoom, online, but being able to accommodate that as well for the for that particular person, because they're in front of me, I can tell what they want, I can tell what they don't want, and you know, I can, you know, help them that way and kind of act accordingly. And then the hardest part is, you know, handling your business, you know, doing the one-on-one trainings, but also providing a continuous training for masses, for everybody to join in, whether it's once a week or once a month. That's one thing that we definitely struggled with, is providing that mass training. It's a little bit hard to do, kind of corral people and everything, but it's essential. It's necessary. You need to do this.
That's wonderful advice. So in what new and innovative ways can agency owners find more leads today?
Absolutely. I love this question because essentially these are the strategies that we had to kind of come up with to separate ourselves from business, from other businesses. The main thing, and this is just a foundational one, become part of Google's SEO. By having a system or a profile people can look at for people to request information on. So if you look up, for example, Leo Bottles on Google, one of the links that you'll see on there is get a quote by Leo Bottles on there. So being able to have a platform that is connected online, that way people can request information easily. I mean, I've had people, you know, come to me from all parts of the country, sometimes, even outside of the country, and you know, I have to find a way to be able to help those kind of people. But mainly within the United States, being online and you know, having keywords and all this stuff, and obviously talk to an expert or read the book to be able to, you know, provide this correctly for others to be able to request information. But definitely getting into Google's SEO, Bing's SEO, Yahoo's, and all this stuff simply by just creating an online platform. The second and one of my favorite, you know, many people will talk about, and there's different ways, like, you know, networking groups and stuff like that. But one of my favorite is symbiotic relationships. So what I mean by that is with insurance agencies, other insurance agencies. So through specialization, you'll be able to become an expert in that field for other agency owners that may not have it. So for example, one of my favorite ones is talking to PNC agencies that don't offer health insurance products. So what I was able to do, and how one of the reasons that we were able to grow so fast, is that we had contacts with several PNC agencies where we became the health insurance experts, and they sent us those leads to be able to take care of them. We gave them a little piece of the business, but we essentially were the working machine and making those things and closing those applications. And it works. It worked wonderfully, and it works wonderfully to this day. So symbiotic relationships, talking to other insurance agents. Most people are scared of it, but you'll find more in common with them than anybody else.
having good employees is also key to any organization's success. So what would you say are some of the keys to success in building and managing a successful team?
This comes from a principle that I like to live by. It's people, process, products. People come first. Some usually confuse it by, I have to give great customer service. I have to be ethical. And yes, that is a must, because if not, your business will not last, especially in the insurance business being so tight-knit. Word gets around really fast. But the people that you have to take care of, especially as an agency owner, especially as a leader, especially as a mentor for some people in life, is taking care of the people that are in your team. The way you do that is, so you have to educate yourself first. That way you can, the people that are attracted to you, or that come to you for advice, or come to you as a leader, or they call you a boss per se, or an upline in this sense. The way to attract them is by you yourself becoming an expert, becoming a leader, by studying markets, studying data, being accurate, being on the front line of everything that is happening. Most people find it very hard, or the people say that it's very hard to, you know, stay on top of, you know, market trends and all this stuff. And I used to think that as well. But once you start learning, and I mean, it's not going to be, you know, overnight. It's going to take, you know, probably a couple of years or so. I mean, this has been a couple of years in the work, in the making. But to be able to successfully build a team and manage one, you have to take care of your own knowledge yourself by immersing yourself and knowing just about anything that you can, anything that's changing. That way you can accommodate to market changes. You can almost predict what can happen in the future, or have things ready appropriately to be able to adjust to those changes. So that's the first thing, knowing the data. That way you can attract the cream of the crop, what I like to say. You become a leader yourself. That way you can attract other leaders as well that will help you be. And a second thing is, and I think I mentioned this already earlier, it's having the spirit of helping, like wanting to help other people. Like, businesses are essentially just communities of people that are helping other people solve their problems. In the insurance world in particular, you are selling products, whether it's for health insurance, whether it's for annuities, for life insurance, retirements, investments, any sort of thing that requires a license, whether it's cars, homes, whatever it may be. What you're doing is solving a problem. And the best way to solve that problem is to have that spirit of wanting to help. Because if you don't, like I mentioned earlier, I mean, you'll quit on half the deals that could have been great and could probably lead you on to other people that want to be helped that same way. You see, one of the best things to do, obviously outside of taking care of people, is help, you know, making the customer feel, but actually help the customer trying to solve that problem. Because if you come in as a friend, and I mean, friends are here to stay, you know, and people get, the word gets around that, hey, this guy actually took the time to help me. So having the spirit of helping. And then as far as managing and ongoing tasks, it's being able to understand that you cannot do the work for them. Especially, again, we're talking about insurance here. We're talking about sales. We're talking about sometimes, you know, people want to take advantage of the knowledge and managers and whatnot. So make them, for example, close a couple of deals for them, I would say. Then there's at some point they got to fly by themselves. If not, charge them for it. You know, there's, you know, kind of like what we did with the PNC or PNC agencies, where they would send us the deals. You know, we would take, like half the cut that they would, they would take half the cut, but we didn't have to work as hard for those deals. So we would close it for them, but they were extremely happy because they didn't have to deal with that, but they had another source of income there. But at some point they were like, wait, hold on. I'm missing out on some money. Now they're incentivized. They want to close it themselves. They hire a professional to do that. Our team's growing. They're solving a problem. They're making more money. They're helping more people.
Absolutely. So, Leo, what do you hope readers will take away from your book?
You know, there's a couple of things. One, with knowledge, there's power. With power, there's responsibility. Kind of like what Spider-Man says, Uncle Ben. But, you know, with lots of information, let's say with a proven process, say you read the book. I mean, I point out exactly what to do, what to say, where to go, and how to use it. You got to have ethics. You have to have that helping heart to be able to solve problems for people. Because if you do it in the wrong way, I mean, I don't know how people sleep at night, you know, doing the wrong things, just to gain a dollar. It doesn't last. Reputation, your name, that these are the things that last, you know, passed down to your kids. These are the things that are going to, you know, go on as legacy. And ethics, having ethics within business, within insurance, which is why we have Lost the Test. That's why we have continued education here. That's why we have things, processes in place that way to minimize that. Because there are companies, there are people out there that take advantage of the system. And that is unfair for the client. And that is unfair for also the organization. And also changing the paradigm and how to build an insurance business. Start with software. Not anywhere else, because it's low cost and you'll be able to scale to other markets faster. But more than anything, motivation to keep going, because regardless of what happened, we also kept going as well.
Well, Leo, this has been so informative, such wonderful advice. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Lori. And thank you so much, AM Best, for this amazing interview. I appreciate it.
That was Leo Bottos, BI&I Group Vice President and Chief Operating Officer and author of the book, Agent to Agency, Revealing the Story and Strategy for Insurance People. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.